can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
We are live on tape, just wrapped up SummerSlam for the
WWE.
And NXT Brooklyn yesterday. Hey, it's Shannon Young for Podzilla 1985, not Pro Wrestling Unscripted. Next to me, the senior podcast correspondent and the number one heel in the Podzilla industry.
Network?
Zach Price.
Thank you. Heel status.
That's his new thing.
It's hashtag.
Like, just like Bree Mode. Across from the table, me, we got Big Johnny, who I told when we were recording tonight. I'm going to get that joke out of the way now so you can't use it against me later. You son of a bitch.
Go ahead.
All right. And then hopefully not doing his best Jenna Jameson impression on the microphone this week. Cody Sandusky. Sandusky. I don't know how we're introducing you anymore. Cody, hey.
I have a name, I swear. It's a real one. It's on my license. It's not Sandusky, despite popular belief.
You should make it Facebook official, though.
Yeah, popular is the most important thing. If you don't have popularity, you don't have anything.
Thanks.
Remember, kids, be like everyone else. So, yeah, we just wrapped up WWE SummerSlam with a packed house here at the Gaming Ground Studio.
Literally.
In Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Yeah, tons of people in here. People that weren't wrestling fans actually stopped and paid attention to the Undertaker-Brock Lesnar match. That's how good it was until the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to disagree with you guys.
We'll just wait somewhere. But we're going to talk about that here a little bit later. Real quick, we're going to go over what happened at Brooklyn TakeOver. Just a quick thing on it. It was a good show, but it wasn't a great show. I think a lot. Cody, I know you agree with me on that because we talked about
that. It was more disappointing. Not to say disappointing as if the shows have been terrible, but in light of the other two NXT takeovers we've had recently, it was the least of the three.
It felt lackluster.
Yeah.
Yeah, even the good matches weren't great.
I only remember two matches.
Which one? Probably the title matches.
The two co-main events.
Well, yeah. I will say, I can't remember his name, or Cruz.
Apollo Cruz. It was pretty decent, yeah.
I don't think UHA Nation's still yet. That was the other match that stands out to me, if only for his athleticism. Ty Dillinger can go away somewhere, but.
Well, not only that, I also remember Samoa Joe and Baron Corbin match.
Because
it was awful.
Well, we were waiting for someone to die.
I just don't like Baron Corbin.
Baron Corbin is as white bread as they come.
Something about him just doesn't click. It's just something's missing.
Yeah.
John, it's not for lack of effort.
What do you think of the show?
Well, I mean, I'm a guy who I don't watch the weekly shows. I just turn around and I watch the takeovers whenever they come on.
Yeah, same.
Oh, we all do.
You know, it was, to me, what I watched of it, because I lost interest in the first hour. I mean, be honest, I lost it.
Yeah.
For me, the match of the night was Bayley and Sasha Banks.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
That was the match.
Bayley almost died during it.
Ugh. That was a moment we all had to pause.
I think that was probably not the best moment of the show. It was the best match of the show for sure, but that moment was scary. That's the moment people are going to remember for quite a while.
Yeah, and it really put that match over, too, when you think about it.
Yeah, I think it did. It really helped that one go over the edge.
Well, that and the whole thing at the end. If you remember anything from the show, it's the end when they all came out and they hugged. And even Sasha Banks broke character and hugged her, and you know it was that feel good moment.
It was a click esque moment.
Yeah, to send the two girls up to the main. Yeah.
Good thing Triple H was behind letting her do that.
Yeah, that's right.
You mean Stephanie?
Fuck that.
Well, hey, let's remember Scott Hall, Kevin Nash,
the Click.
The Click were all there.
That's pretty symbolic if you think about it.
Yeah.
You got one guy that I believe Scott Hall was arrested for manslaughter once, wasn't he? And I know he's gotten drunk and beating old women up. You have X-Pac who made a
You're really making this down.
And, well, I'm just saying, you know, you didn't see Hulk Hogan.
Kevin Nash has been in two Magic Mike movies, which is the equivalent of softcore porn.
And apparently beat his son's ass.
That too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but from what I understand, his son had it coming.
Yeah.
Because he was being a dick. Like a real dick.
Well, anyway. Can't every parent claim that for their child?
Mine did.
What?
Like my son had it coming? Like, can every parent claim that? I feel like that's just exclusive to Kevin Nash.
The only time that ever happened to me is once when I got into it with my dad and he threatened to knock my, as a quote, my goddamn teeth down my throat, and that was the only time we ever got into it like that. God rest his soul. I got a quick message here from Asa Gray Live, who wants to apologize for showing up a tad festive.
Yes. Is that good word for it.
Very festive.
Yeah, very festive, him and his friends.
He brought some energy.
Yeah, I enjoyed
it.
It
made that last match a little fun.
It was, and it was good to see Asa. We love Asa here. And like I said, we had a packed house for this show. Not to get off track too much.
No.
But NXT TakeOver, good, not great, not as good as the past ones. The Owens match was good, but...
The Bayley Sasha match tops it all.
That was the top match. I know we had mentioned it off air, the fact that Owens, if only because maybe he was saving it for SummerSlam, lacked energy in his match versus Finn Balor for the ladder match. Finn Balor retaining the NXT title after his coup de grace off the top of the ladder. And then
is it coup de grace or coup de grace?
Coup de grace, okay.
But they spell
grace
on on Facebook.
I think
and that's what I'm
throwing. French.
Okay, got it.
I don't speak foreign languages.
R-O-C-K.
That's right.
The C is silent.
Zach just fucking staring at me. No sold that moment.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was the cap-off match that it did its job. Balor retains. Okay. Great.
Good show, but you don't have to go out of your way to see it like you do the other two takeovers.
No.
And that's the worst part about it, because they really built this thing up to be special. And Triple H comes out and he does the arms in the air, we are NXT! And, you know, everyone's cheering and celebrating, and then the crowd was fucking dead for the whole thing.
But
we do want to mention one thing, though. The motherfuckers that were chanting what during the William Regal segment talking about Dusty Rhodes, that is what's wrong with professional wrestling. That's why I'm sometimes ashamed to be a wrestling fan, and shame on those people for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all agree on that.
Oh, yeah. But I was going to say one thing. I don't think that the show is terrible. I think, besides the fans not being in it, I want to think, I mean, Cody have said this a couple times, I think it was the arena. Something like, they always say the air rides and sometimes you don't hear it. Like, the microphones weren't picking up the sound sometimes.
There were moments where Barclays Center tonight, now, mind you, some of the matches were a little lackluster at moments, but that crowd didn't seem as fully into it until,
Towards the end.
Moments in the Taker-Lesnar match.
Well, I noticed last night, the Balor match, you couldn't hear the crowd chanting during his intro.
Right.
And I know they were chanting because they always chant, you know, during the intro. So yeah, I think there was definitely something wrong with the acoustics.
Yeah, that's
it. Clown would say. But also the fact that they ran a bigger building than they normally run. I think that was part of the problem. They're used to running, you know, bingo halls.
Well, I was expecting, like, when they mentioned Brooklyn, because I am a bit out of loop, like John as well, not watching too many of the shows leading up, I expected they'd be in Brooklyn somewhere like the Hammerstein Ballroom.
Yeah.
That's why, as soon as I heard that, I thought that's where they were
all three shows, Raw, SummerSlam, and that, were all in the same building.
At Barclays. And I don't think that does justice to NXT order. Well, nothing can do justice to Raw at this point, because it's going to fall after this, guarantee, mark it down. But I think NXT would have been better served in a smaller atmosphere, in a more intimate, for lack of a better phrase, place like the Ballroom.
I agree with that, because you can't really push NXT like the big shows, because it's not on that level yet.
No, we made mention last night perfectly saying it was like TNA traveling away from Universal Studios.
Yeah.
This isn't Full Sail University.
There's a part of me that's worried this is going to set NXT back, that they didn't get the reaction that they thought they were going to get from that crowd. And Vince McMahon could very easily look at Hunter and go, see?
This is what you
see?
Get.
You know?
And I also want to mention one thing, because I noticed it tonight, how I said something wrong with the arena, picking up the acoustics. If you notice tonight, a lot of the new arenas now, when the fireworks go off, they have a ventilator that pulls that smoke out of the arena. When the fireworks went off tonight for SummerSlam, it was in like the entire first match. The smoke everywhere. You couldn't hardly see some of the matches.
Yeah.
And I think that's because the newer stadium wasn't fully equipped for an event like this.
Yeah.
I mean, Sheamus disappeared in that smoke.
Yeah.
Well, he also illuminated the lights, so I made up for it 15 seconds later.
He looked pretty incredible, didn't he?
I was entertained.
In the sunlight.
Were you not entertained?
I was entertained.
Okay.
No, I wasn't.
Well, we're going to talk about SummerSlam now. We got NXT out of the way. We're going to start this off with a very special guest. He couldn't be here with us tonight, but we're going to call him in one of our newer calling live on the air segments here on Podzilla 1985, the lovely Double H. Let's call him right now.
Are you going to talk? Are you going to, reverberate? Is that the one?
No, it's going to be fine. Here you go. We're calling Hunter Hendricks.
Do I need to turn this up?
No, you're fine.
Do I need to turn the phone up?
No, you're good.
Dude, I don't think you're going to pick it up.
Yeah, hello?
Hey, it's Hunter Hendricks.
Hey, what's up, man?
They're afraid you're not going to pick up on the phone.
What's the answer to the question? You're caller 9.
Wait, what?
So
the answer to most questions is 42.
Thank you.
I'm pretty sure it's
with that answer.
Dick.
Hunter, you sound tired, man.
Well, it is, what is it, a little after 10 on a Saturday, or a Sunday, I don't even know what day it is.
So, give us your thoughts real quick. We just started talking about the SummerSlam card. What did you think of the show?
Man, it's funny that, you know, in the first place, we were talking about the show, and on the weekend, we were talking about it back on the pre-show, and I said that I was a little more excited about TakeOver in general at the end of the day, man, I don't know. I think I was more excited for SummerSlam when it was all said and done anyway.
I agree. I think we all agree with you on that.
It was great, don't get me wrong, but for the most part, it was mostly what I expected. And SummerSlam was a little more surprising. And so in the end, that kind of made the difference for me.
Not only that, but the Lesnar-Undertaker match was so good. It was so good.
Yeah, and I saw, you know, after the match, all throughout the show, I was talking to you guys, talking to some of my friends, text messages and stuff, and then I was on Twitter, too. And on Twitter, man, people were just pissed about that ending. I get it, don't get me wrong, but I'm kind of excited for the idea of what is more or less a heel Undertaker for the first time in years. I mean, here's an Undertaker who's cool with going with the low blow to win. He's cool with taking a win that he knows he shouldn't have gotten. That's interesting to me. I get why people aren't real excited about what was more or less a non-finish in the main event. But if nothing else, I'm interested to see where it goes.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. Yeah. And did you like best moment of the night? We're going to talk about it later, but I got to mention, see how much you loved it. When Undertaker sat up while Lesnar was laughing, and then Undertaker laughed at him.
I believe that Undertaker was auditioning for a part in the next Child's Play movie at that point. If you go back and look, there's a great set of reaction gifs of just him and Lesnar back and forth laughing at each other. It just never ends. It's just a loop of them laughing at each other forever. And that was pretty great. That, the middle finger in the middle of the Hell Gate,
yes.
That was awesome. Yeah, just a lot of good moments in general from the match. My buddy goes, this is better than their last match. And I said, yeah, because he didn't get concussed 5 minutes into it. So
yeah, just
maybe that's why.
After the ring entrances, we said, well, this is already better than their last match.
He survived Suplex City.
It's going longer, if nothing else.
I wonder what's his opinion on the unique situation with the ring bell. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, what do you think about the end of that match?
Yeah, that's interesting, and I really thought they were going to go somewhere really hokey with that, like somebody was going to be at the ring bell like a Kane or something really dumb.
Yeah, it is.
But the fact that it was just a guy, who made a call, and the announcers did a good job of playing up the fact that this guy made a call that maybe he shouldn't have, but he was right, here's the video. I mean, this is very Rockin' Big Show from the, I guess it was 2000 Royal Rumble, when Big Show really did win, but nobody believed him, so they had the footage, and there it was. Interesting, if nothing else. I was a little, I don't know, I'm kind of on the fence about that, but, I mean, how else do you pull off that finish? You know, the only other way to do it is with two refs, and you already had one ref bump earlier in the night, so.
Yeah. What about Cena and Rollins? John Stewart?
Oh, man. Okay, let me get the negative out of the way right off the bat. I still hate that Seth Rollins can't win a match on his own.
Mm-hmm.
And in some ways, I hate that there's not going to be any retribution with Stewart. I say that, and this is his, what, now second time on the show, anyway, involved with WWE this year. But I really like the way that it played out at the end of the day. I mean, we all saw it coming. We've been watching wrestling long enough that when the celebrity enters and he's got an option, he's going to go against the guy that you wouldn't expect. So that was pretty great. Overall, I like it. I like the booking at the end of it when it's all said and done. I do think that Sheamus is going to cash in tomorrow, which I could go either way on because I'm not a big fan of Sheamus in general, but I do think it's a good way to start moving the titles around. We said it on the free show again. This was Rollins' night to win. And I'm glad I picked him to go with it, and I'm glad it played out the way it did.
Well, actually, just to clarify, Zach didn't think that way. He wanted to be the man out, so now he has to eat a ghost pepper.
No, I don't want to be the man out. I wanted Cena so bad to win, and I will eat that ghost pepper. I'll hold my word. I'll eat it.
Well, let me clarify that, too. There was never an actual bet, man.
Shut up,
you
Hunter.
Just really wanted to eat the ghost pepper.
I don't think there was a bet made. I just want to see how man I am. I want to be a 5-star man.
He wants to be a 5-star man. That's what it all boils down to.
What is it? Like notebooks? I'm confused. What are you talking about?
It's an Ace of Gray joke. You weren't here for it.
All right, last question, Hunter. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you go to sleep. I know you're tired, and we're going to talk about this on Pro Wrestling Unscripted this weekend. But what did you think of the New Day winning the tag titles and Big E's gyrating? Best thing ever or best thing of all time? Yeah.
That was my most favorite non-predicted outcome. That was, as far as the win goes, I on the pre-show said I thought for sure the primetime players would retain, but as soon as New Day hit the ring, I knew that was pretty much it. They were going to win, and I was actually really excited about it. So Yeah, overall, I think as far as wins and losses go on the show tonight, all the right decisions were made, which is, I mean, that was my big thing from TakeOver. You know, the one thing that I really didn't like, and we talked about it, was Liger going over Breeze. And I get it now, and I'm a little less disappointed now, you know, in hindsight. But that was really, as far as the whole weekend goes, probably the only outcome I really didn't care that much for. So overall, SummerSlam had the more interesting outcomes and the more surprising ones in some ways, but all in good ways. So, yeah.
I agree with that. All right, Hunter, we're going to let you go. Thanks so much for letting us call you. I don't want to make it sound like we have this great call-in system. I'm holding a phone up to a microphone for you.
Hey, it works.
Yeah.
It works.
Well, thank you, sir. I'll see you tomorrow for some D&D action, and then we'll
yes, sir.
We'll see you this weekend for Pro Wrestling Unscripted. Thanks, sir.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
You too. All right, now we're hanging.
You always notice how he gets the last word in. Later.
Well, yeah, he's Hunter Hendricks. He always gets the last word.
He's a local celebrity.
Local celebrity. But I think I've usurped him at this point.
I think so. People are saying that.
Yeah.
You do that podcast with Shannon.
Yeah. All right. So back to the panel here at the store. Let's go over it from the beginning. Studio.
Studio. Studio 709.
Studio. I don't even remember what the first match was. What was the first match?
Randy Orton and Sheamus.
Okay. Well,
he got lost in the smoke.
I am legitimately surprised that Sheamus won clean. But am I the only one that's legitimately surprised?
No, I was, because we turned away.
Two bro kicks in a row.
Yeah. He got put down hard.
But it was it was two good bro kicks.
They were. Yeah. They looked hard.
So that actually made me think, okay, he deserved the win, but it was a little shocking.
I think it's one of those things where look at how much of a monster Sheamus is. Oh my God, he could cash in this briefcase at any moment.
You think they're building him up finally?
Oh, yeah. It's a build up to make him look like a beast.
They have to build him because he's not going to get
anything. Unless they pull a Kennedy moment and take the briefcase off of him, he has to look good for it.
He's very lackluster.
Well, yeah. I think tonight did more for him than the past few months by far. Exactly. Like that win against Orton. And we never would have thought that originally. I was not looking forward to the match, but it was a good match. And all the matches tonight were good. I can't think of a match that wasn't at least good or decent.
Yeah, you know? Agreed.
There was no stinkers. Even the Ryback Big Show match.
Even the Stephen Amell,
we're going to get to that in a second. I'm going to steal it. To steal a Hunter Hendricks quote, hold on, baby bird. We're going to feed you. I like that quote. Sheamus wins clean to set him up to be a big threat to Randy Orton. And where does Orton go from here? Hopefully.
Midcard.
Back to the. No, never. He's like earned his permanent main event status card. He's like a 00 agent now, you know?
He's just going
to
slow that around.
So we have to kill him to get him off the televisions?
Is that what you want to do? Is you want to kill Randy Orton?
I did not say that.
Randy Orton
has paid his dues and shit in his duffel bags.
They're trying to figure out how TNA did it with that train first.
With Mickey James. Match number two. We'll skip that match. It was a good match, though.
What match was number two?
Wasn't it Stephen Amell and...
No.
Oh, God. Let me pull up the card.
I'm about to say, we need to have this.
Please pull up the card. Somebody should have been taking notes.
I'm pretty sure it was the tag team match, the New Day in them.
I think that was the second match.
Was that the second match?
Wasn't that early?
It's so easy to...
4 hours blurred.
4 hours long, 10 matches. There's so many matches.
Well, I mean, they ended about 10 minutes early tonight, and that was even with a 15-second Paul Heyman screaming promo.
And thank God, because...
Well, last night went 45 minutes long, essentially.
Yeah, we were exhausted towards the end, too. Well,
I'm pretty sure that was the second match.
It was. Tag team match. So it's a good thing we talked about the New Day. New Day wins against the Primetime Players, the Lucha Dragons, and loss. Why are they still here? What a great match.
Great match. I have a problem with it, though, with the New Day winning.
What's that?
Because it's like the Usos over again.
You think they need new blood winning?
They only got two matches. They only got two tag teams right now.
Yeah.
Primetime Players and New Day. I love them both. I love the New Day more.
Well, we have a third that's at least capable of looking decent in Lucha Dragons.
Yeah, Lucha Dragons.
That's who I picked to win.
Right. Yeah. And they have they had a decent enough showing for me to justify them being in the fold.
Oh, yes.
Now, Los Matadores is obviously just there to fill a spot. Even with the botched spot with the Lucha Dragons.
That was so funny. They just replaced that one.
Them, yeah.
Just one oh, I'm here. Together.
Just to build up for the Titus O'Neil triple.
I wonder if he watched that on the network now, if they just edit that part out.
I hope not.
Not this quick, I don't think. Yeah, really great match. You know, we heard a while back that they wanted to start incorporating more moves onto the ring apron, because that's what they were doing in ROH and a bunch of other places.
It's so good. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and there were a couple spots there tonight where they did that, including the Big E splash on top of... Yeah, oh my God. Big E crashing down on you is terrifying.
It was Darren Young, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah. And it was just a great, great match. A lot of high.
Is that what bloodied him up?
May have been.
Darren Young had a mouthful of blood.
Did he?
Later during that match.
You know what he had a mouthful of after the match?
Oh, let's not go there.
Let's not.
Be a star. Pride.
Be a star.
Pride.
Oh yeah, they did.
Not even, I'm not talking about gay pride. I'm talking about pride. Probably because he had a great match.
True, okay.
It was a fantastic
and
match.
And then the funny part was on that. You want...
No, go ahead.
The end of the match where Big E's running around the ring like he's flying.
Yeah. Big E Langston is... I'm sorry.
Big E.
Just Big E.
Yeah.
Is the greatest thing going in wrestling right now.
Besides Xavier.
I love Xavier Woods holding both belts while doing little to nothing in the match, being able to hold both of them up and gyrate with the moment. That's beautiful.
Crazy to think that Kofi Kingston is the most useless one on the team. I mean, he's a great wrestler, but he has the least personality of the three.
But he has the face, like for that goofy looking face.
He's Kofi Kingston. Yeah, everybody knows Kofi.
And it's funny that we were mentioning this earlier, they should give Xavier a mic. I don't think he needs a mic because he's so loud and obnoxious and arrogant when he's on the outside.
I wish
that the camera has to keep putting it on him.
Yeah. I wish they would do the thing they used to do with Abraham Washington. Give him like the headpiece.
I don't.
And let him talk during the match. Like while he's at ringside, what he's saying is picked up.
I don't think he should. I don't think he needs a mic. He's, the people automatically want to see him, so they keep putting the camera on him.
And did you notice, Big Johnny, the end, the crowd was chanting for the New Day.
Yeah.
They are faces Vince in New York.
No, I don't think. Well, maybe just in New York, but it's not going to go over.
Well, it's the same crowd that booed John Cena mercilessly when he came out.
Yeah, it's because it's John Cena. John Cena's from Massachusetts. New Yorkers,
he's a Red Sox.
New Yorkers don't like people from Boston.
All right, what's the rest of the country's excuse when they boo John Cena?
Because we've seen him for 15 years as the same person.
Okay, touche.
Disagree.
Well, no, I disagree too. Now he wears dolphin colors.
That's right.
Aquaman, you ass hats.
Dolphin.
Fucking Aquaman.
A Patriots fan for him anyway.
I want 100 black dolphins. Black dolphins.
That's okay, what was the third match?
When are we done with talking about the tag match?
I'm done with you now.
Wow.
We love you. We love you, New Day.
We do. I love
it. I thought it was a good match overall.
I thought it was the best match of the night, except for the main event.
I'll not say, with the exception of main event, I can live with that.
Don't forget to mention that. They also took New Day's chant and used it throughout
for
the rest
main
of
event? Yeah.
For some of the matches. So.
Match number three, let's just get through this real quick, because I have a lot to say about it. Dolph Ziggler comes back, fights Rusev, and we're going to go further in ruining Rusev's mystique, because now he started as the badass Bulgarian. Now he is a heartbroken puppy. Johnny?
This match can be summed up in one sentence. Next month. Mixed tag team match.
That's really what it
go
is.
Go on to next month.
Lana and Summer Rae got a spot for a moment, both of them. Well, essentially on top of Rusev at one point.
Oh,
wrestling
yeah.
On top of each other.
Rusev in miniskirts.
Yeah.
All kinds of ass and underwear.
Lana
showing.
In the nice airbrushed Palm Beach.
That was not PG.
Canadian much, or must, or tuxedo.
It was like Seinfeld all over again.
I saw one thing that described Rusev, and I think I sent it to you once, Shannon. It was in one thing. It said, Rusev, when you lose your streak, your belt, and your bitch all in one match to John Cena.
Now, Zach, I want to bring up, you said that Summer Rae is the ugliest thing in history.
No, I did not. No, no.
I'll defend him on this one.
Now I know what Jesse Kim was talking about. I don't.
That's the most positive thing he said about Jesse on a podcast ever.
Ever. You should have heard the first few podcasts. Fuck Jesse Kimball. Fuck Penna Nerd.
Oh, I remember.
What is Penna Nerd?
Oh,
what is that? I don't know.
Okay. Let me explain this. She's not hideous, but she is the diva I hate the most and cannot stand the most, and I could
Tamina
do
Tamina Snuka.
I'd rather have Tamina.
You are insane.
Tamina can absolutely wrestle.
Okay, excuse me. Tamina / Nia Jax. I'll defend till the day
Tamina
I die.
Jax.
But yeah, Tamina Jax with shoulder pads.
Tamina Jax is, I mean.
See? Damn. It's the
Tamina
same person.
Tamina Snuka does not look horrible. I'd rather have her over Summer Rae, but she can actually wrestle, and she can sell. When you see Summer Rae on the end, she's like, come on, Rusev.
Well, here's the thing.
Come on,
Rusev.
Thank
you for hitting the table, by the way. Well, here's the thing.
Fuck it.
Yeah. When Tamina gets knocked out as the first person, we'll get to this in a moment.
We'll get to
that. But Tamina, yeah,
that.
That's, yeah.
I just can't stand Summer Rae.
Be a chauvinistic pig. Who would you rather have sex with?
Oh,
Tamina or Summer Rae?
Tamina.
Moving on. Next match. Oh, you want to talk about this one?
That question.
So excited about this. Stephen Amell. The Green Arrow.
Where the fuck was that goddamn zip line?
We told you that wouldn't be on there.
Man, I got so pumped. I thought, oh, God.
No one except for Shawn Michaels gets to do this.
My only problem with his outfit was... What are you going to say?
Oh, go ahead. I'll wait for you.
Oh, I like that he came out in the zip up.
He had a green hoodie.
But I lost it whenever... He didn't. He just looked like he shops with
Kevin Owens. Pants.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he could have had the pants.
Well, I want to ask you, and I want to ask all three of you, see if I'm wrong, if I misheard it. Did Stephen Amell not get the reaction that I thought he was going to get coming out? It was quiet.
Okay. I think they were expecting the outfit, and that's what I was expecting. I was like, oh.
So you think the Green Arrow outfit took him out?
I think that since they hyped it, And then it's like, oh, it's just, and then he took it off, and you're like, oh.
That's just a guy. Johnny, what do you think?
I'm sitting here looking at the review from IGN, and they're saying the crowd was quiet, but not because they weren't into it, I don't think. I think they were intently watching Mel to see what he would deliver.
Oh, yeah,
to
I was
judge him basically.
Yeah,
oh, I was.
Yeah, because it gave a very Japanese crowd vibe, good, bad, or indifferent in terms of just being there and observing,
just quiet and respectful.
Yeah, I mean, although it seemed like there was more pop for Stardust than anybody.
Yeah,
and it was interesting that when we mentioned that this Green Arrow match was happening here in the store, that all the gamers who also watch Arrow
don't use that word with this disdain. We have fans that listen what? To gamers.
Oh, I'm a gamer.
Okay,
I'm just saying that.
I just came, I was like, oh,
I'm just saying that I'm not that type of gamer, but I game. Yeah. But I like how they all just were like lined up.
Yeah, everyone glued to that moment. As soon as we mentioned Green Arrow was on, the game was abandoned to come over to observe.
And it's funny because
you could literally hear the panties dropping. Lindsay.
Even though there was only one female on this side.
Lindsay, what happened to your panties when Stephen Amell came out?
I was at home.
She was at home, so she didn't know.
But yeah,
well, what do you think right now? We're talking about them. Are they still on you?
Yeah.
Okay, they're still on her, so. I'm not going to ask her that, sir. Please move on.
I don't know. I don't want to know, Johnny. How about you?
But okay, what?
No, just no.
How do you think Stephen Amell did?
I did.
The match itself.
We list the other combatants in the match? Neville and King Barrett were there.
Cosmic King.
King Barrett.
Bad News Barrett.
So everyone else did a good job, but because they're great wrestlers. But Stephen Amell, this is the match. I mean, he's the one with all the pressure on him. How do you think he did? Just very quickly, each one of you. Zach, we'll start with you.
I think he did great for his first time in the ring. He said that whenever he jumped in the ring to attack Stardust on Raw, he said his legs were hurting the next day because he didn't expect it to be that hard.
Yeah.
He's been training. He said he's also been running ropes. He said the first time he hit the ropes, he actually literally almost cried. He did an interview about that. He's like, I didn't realize that they were that difficult. The fact that he got in the ring, he was stiff. I don't think he meant to be stiff. He took some stiff shots.
Yeah.
He was bruised up halfway throughout the match.
Yeah.
And then that dive off the top rope, that just shows not only is he a fan that he loves watching, he'll also risk his career. I mean, it doesn't seem like a big deal to us as wrestling fans. When you look back at it, this guy who never wrestled before is literally jumping 10 feet off a rope onto three other people.
Just look at people like Snooki being involved, and you see the giant difference. Johnny, what'd you think of Stephen Amell?
Well, Stephen Amell, he's clearly no WCW champion David Arquette.
Thank you. You stole my joke, Johnny. Dang it.
Oh, damn it. I'm sorry.
Shut the wrong side.
Let me just get the other two out. He wasn't Dennis Rodman, and he wasn't Karl Malone. So he's
or Jay Leno.
Damn it!
Jay Leno. You back the fuck up. Karl Malone did a good job. That diamond cutter looked awesome.
Oh, and lesser of like seven evils in that match, including the other matches before it. That's not a compliment.
He also wasn't Maria Menounos who shit her pants.
Yeah.
She shit her pants.
No, she didn't shit her pants.
I'm trying to think of a celebrity real quick. Give me a second.
Was it a WrestleMania?
It was last year.
Last year? I thought
where she had the white pants. And then
she had white pants on and she got makeup on the back of her pants.
Yeah.
And it looked like she shit her pants.
Love Maria. And she wrestled that with like a broken rib too. So she's hot.
She's got the most annoying laugh in the world though. If you ever heard her laugh, it's worse than Fran Drescher's.
Have you ever heard Lindsay laugh? She cackles.
No. Maria,
is she looking at me right now?
No.
For a brief moment.
Okay.
With a smile.
Maria Menounos' laugh is like, I mean, it's horrible.
Is that a fucking sheep?
Holy Moses.
Yes. It's bad.
What is this? Sounds like a screaming goat. You know?
Do it again.
And we thought I was going to screw up a mic tonight.
Oh, Cody, speaking of you, what did you think of Stephen Amell?
I think Johnny took the same thoughts from me, and you're cool. It was...
You're cool. Yeah. It stole my thoughts, but you're fine.
Stole my thunder, guy. No, it was competent for Stephen Amell. I was appreciative he was willing to work the match. As Zach said, some stiff shots given unintentionally.
That first kick.
He took the beef back.
Yeah,
he took it back from Stardust.
You say he took the beef back?
Yeah.
Do you think that was just be like... Because the way Barrett kind of gives me that or that vibe where he can be like, you don't belong in this fucking ring. And he can give some shots, but I don't know if that was a work, but he took them well, and he didn't get pissed off.
He did.
You know, he really took some stiff shots.
The only problem I had with it, the same thing you did, the pants.
The pants, yeah.
The pants took me out of it. Like, I expected some kind of, like, airbrushing.
They were basketball shorts with knee pads.
Yeah, they were very boring. Do you think this is the last we'll see of Stephen Amell?
No.
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 Okay, what were you wanting? Ravishing Rick Rude airbrushed pants?
Yes.
With the green arrow.
With his green arrow on the ass?
What about that one dude who had like the full on jumpsuit and like a WrestleMania? He's like a real tall dude, had a beard.
Oh, Giant Gonzalez.
Yes.
And he had like the Yeti body. Yeah. Let's not do that. Next up, Ryback beat Big Show and Miz. We talked about this earlier. It wasn't as bad as we expected.
Whatever. I'm going to the bathroom.
Okay, you're going to the bathroom.
I don't care about this match.
This match is your bathroom break?
The Miz lost, yes.
All right, well, Zach's going to the bathroom.
Very unprofessional. We don't have a lot to say about it.
Heel status.
Heel status, yeah. Okay, well, for the two people that are still here, what'd you think of the match? It wasn't great. It wasn't terrible.
It was it was exactly what it needed to be, which was a mid-card match.
Yeah. It was just there. Yeah.
I appreciated the spot. And while it looked ridiculous, I made the joke during the night that it looked like my nephew and I playing a wrestling video game. Miz going back and forth four times for each combatant, slowly but surely losing counts during each pin. I appreciate he was willing to go out that ridiculously for 30 seconds on it.
He did a good job for it. Miz really made this match.
And we knew he was the only one who's going to be able to do, not carry the match, but keep enough energy in it for all of us to not go comatose.
I agree. How much of a lifespan do you see with Ryback as champion? Or do you think, you know, what timetable are we talking about here? And who is going to take the title from him? Do you think he is done with The Miz and The Big Show? Or do you think they're going to stretch this out further with, in my opinion, Miz is the most likely candidate to take the title from him. But there's always that fear that seeps into the back of my mind that Big Show is going to win because Big Show always wins when he shouldn't.
Big Show has not had a really big feud in years.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Except, I mean, he goes back and forth. Didn't he have a feud with Rusev?
Like 15 minutes?
Yeah. And then
the
was humbled.
The Roman Reigns one was a little bit.
That wasn't bad.
You know?
Yeah. Welcome back, Zach. I asked the gentleman here how long they think Ryback will be champion and who is going to take the title from him. Where does he go from here? Where do you think he goes from here? Ryback is champion.
No sell at the moment.
To be honestly, it's just... I don't know. Like,
no.
The whole point of bringing the Big Show was just because he's closely to the big guy, the Big Show. Like, and then he brought the Miz in just because he can actually the only one who can really work a mic, because Big Show can't carry both of them, so they needed a third person.
Big Show, actually, I think he could carry both of them.
You think so?
He's big.
No, I'm talking about on the microphone.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He can carry Ryback and Big Show on the mic, but he can't carry. So they need Miz in there to help cover that up. But I don't know who's going to go for it because here's the problem. And I said this. The IC title used to be the title you used to go for to become the next champion. To become the next World Heavyweight Champion. Now it's the title you get if you want to be cursed.
It's the Madden cover.
Yeah, you always get injured.
Yeah. I like that reference.
Thank you. Johnny, what are you laughing over there?
I'm sorry, all of a sudden we're talking about Big Show and...
Did I say something stupid?
The Big Boss Man promo about... I'm sorry, you're dead. I think it was because earlier this week we watched them again, so it's still fresh in my brain.
And we watched Big Show ride his daddy's coffin.
With sincerest regrets, I'm sorry to hear your daddy croaked or something like that. I'm glad he croaked.
He's dead. He ain't never coming back.
He ain't never coming back.
We need Hunter here to read that off. I should go find that old clip and just put it in here. Yeah.
But no, and that's the problem. You say it's basically a Madden Curse 40 IC strap. Who else is going to step up to do it? Because the only other people available to carry that belt are people who have had it recently. I don't want to say Barrett because that's gone. Ambrose is really the next contestant.
Our Reigns or Bray Wyatt are...
See, I don't think they're going to waste the time with Reigns.
I'm going to go out on a limit here. I'm going to say Luke Harper.
Luke Harper would be great.
Or Eric Rowan's going to make a return, and that's what he's going to go for.
I'd be willing to see that. Rowan less. I would rather see Luke Harper with it.
In all seriousness, now that I've got that laugh out of the way, here's what what I heard was supposed to be the plan, which was to make the IC title and the US title just as relevant as the world title. So they brought Ryback out. And remember, Ryback did that whole mushy whole thing about, the little kid.
That was helping.
And then he won the belt. And it was supposed to be, okay, Ryback's going to make this belt just as important as John Cena. Well, then Ryback got the staph infection. And it killed that.
The curse.
Madden curse.
So he's out. While John Cena, on the other hand, has been able to do these open title.
Five-star matches every
time. Yeah, these matches with guys every week. Ryback wasn't able to.
Yeah.
So I think Ryback has lost his momentum. It's time to put the strap on somebody else and start it up.
Can I make a personal request for this? As outlandish as it is, I want Stardust with some gold.
That would be nice.
I want Stardust with a belt. And while I'm not the biggest fan of Stardust, he won me over a bit tonight. I love Cody Rhodes because I appreciate
Neville.
Cody Rhodes'
I would say, remember
work.
When Cody Rhodes was Intercontinental Champion?
I loved it.
He did great, yeah.
Because I love his mic work as Cody Rhodes. Stardust limits him into this ridiculous character.
What kind of pissed me off was his first match back after Dusty died. And they're like, it's brave. Stardust, Cody Rhodes, he's out here so brave. Yeah. This is his first match back since his dad died. No. They're killing his character by mentioning him.
He also cut the promo with his dad's famous line, I've won and I'm king of queens.
Yeah. So they've really kind of neutered Stardust, too. And tonight was, at least he didn't take the pinfall. He didn't take the pinfall to Stephen Amell, which would have, I don't know. I'm not going to say it's quite the same as Lawrence Taylor beating Bam Bam Bigelow.
Yeah.
Because that ruined Bam Bam Bigelow forever.
Him. Yeah.
But I'm glad he didn't take the loss here. Are we still talking about that match? And we moved on to Ryback.
Well, I just want to mention a couple other people that go for it.
Because I mentioned Stardust as IC champ. Oh, yeah. That was my fault.
Besides Neville, you know, we also have Kevin Owens and Cesaro. If Cesaro, I think Cesaro, he lost tonight, right? Correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, then I think that either, actually, it doesn't matter who lost. Either one of them can go for the IC title as well.
Yeah, and they would bring legitimacy to that title.
Especially Cesaro.
Hopefully. Both of them. I think both of them would.
It's hard to choose.
Yeah, Daniel Bryan would have been great as IC champion, but the Madden curse took over. Yeah. So who do you want to get cursed is the question. I would
Stardust
like to
so
suggest,
come back as Cody Rhodes.
Let's make Tamina the IC champion.
Or Brie.
Yes.
Brie Mode.
Oh, fuck it.
Let's
actually
split the belt.
Alicia Fox. What? I didn't forget she's on Team Bella.
She's really hot.
She is really hot, but she's like every night. Like, oh, yeah. She's on
it. That sounds really bad, but all I saw was Foxy on the back of her shorts during the match and completely forgot
you know who she
it
used
was.
To date?
So you were looking at her ass.
It was a brief moment. She was on a top rope.
You're married,
I'm sorry,
aren't
Emily.
You?
I'm dating. I'm sorry, Emily. I promise I wasn't staring at somebody's butt.
I saw him do it.
Yes. Right, because she's going to listen to this podcast.
Lindsay listens to me.
By the way, I used to think I could say whatever I want to about my life and get away with it. She listens. I got up the other morning.
John's got fear.
I got up the other morning after the last show that I was on, and I saw her with her phone with a headphone in. I said, what are you doing? I'm listening to last night's show. Oh, crap.
I better stop saying the beast then.
You think she listens to this show? Lindsay listens to the show. Thankfully, with Lindsay,
Zach doesn't listen to the show.
I know. Listen. No. Here's my reason for that. I finally got an example for you. So you guys will stop talking shit. Jordan walked out. First of all, I don't listen to shows I'm on because there's no point because I've already listened to it. Secondly,
you said what you said.
If I listen to a show my friends are on and I disagree with them, the problem is of other podcasts, I can't do anything about it. When you're my friends, I can hunt you down and be like, "No, this is how it should be." I can disagree with you, and I don't want to have to be like, "Oh fuck, I want to argue with them." So I take myself out of it.
So the Shield beat Bray Wyatt and Luke Harper.
Go on the next match.
This match was supposed to have been bigger, better.
And uncut.
And
longer.
You know what they're missing?
Why didn't they go with the backup plan that was the rumor?
Because there was so much star power, John.
The fact that the rumor floating around was there was supposed to be a new member of the Wyatt family. And it was supposed to have been Adam Rhodes.
Oh, as Leo Kruger, right?
As Leo Kruger. They were supposed to be bringing Leo Kruger back.
Well, I didn't read this rumor. I'm on board with this rumor.
They did nothing. Like, the whole match, we kept thinking, okay, what's going to happen? What thing is going to happen? And nothing happened. We thought, okay, I said Eric Rowan's going to come out, cost him the match. Sting's going to join the Shield for the next match. Because Sting is the perfect candidate for the Shield. He already wears
baseball
black.
Bat, Vigilante Justice.
Vigilante Justice, yeah. And then this rumor with Leo Kruger, but nothing happened. Instead, the Shield won another match.
That was just I don't remember watching that. I think we ate pizza.
It was pointless.
We did miss. I came in for about the last 5 minutes.
John, you play that goddamn game, and I'm gonna break your phone.
Turn off your phone,
Lindsay. See what you started with this goddamn color game.
She gives us the thumbs up, showing us the screen with a completed match.
Hate coloreds.
Was the next?
Ladies and gentlemen, you have witnessed the first edit of the PZ85 podcast as we jump right back into it.
No. I don't edit. Clearly that was a joke, because Shannon knows when to say things and when not to. Everything he does is nag. Moving on.
I completely lost the point I was going to make about that match. Oh, yeah. The only thing I appreciated about it was that Dean Ambrose was on screen, a TV screen did not attack him, and that he assisted with the victory. Because I want to see him be relevant again, because he's not
Dean fucking Ambrose.
He's floating around.
He's the titty master.
I've said before, I'll say it again, I think Dean Ambrose is this generation Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Agreed. We all said.
So we're waiting for a King of the Ring that they'll completely undersell for him to get the best promo?
You're waiting for that moment when he ascends from what he is into what he could be. And
you know what the problem with ascending is?
There's a huge glass ceiling.
He has got...
The brass ring's really slick.
He's got Roman Reigns grabbing onto his coattails.
That's true. Well, the only reason Roman Reigns gets cheered and... Don't make any mistake about it. He is popular, but the only reason he is not getting booed every time he comes out is because of Dean Ambrose.
Yeah.
Because he still associates with him.
Well, it's probably because of
the
Shield theme song.
I'm doing the Bill Clinton thing here.
It's probably because of the Shield theme song and people don't know that they've split up yet.
There's some people that don't watch wrestling.
Yeah.
There's like, hey, where'd the other one go?
Ambrose is there. Yeah. Da da. Okay, yeah, we're cool.
So Reigns and Ambrose won a match that was completely pointless. Yeah. Will they go somewhere from here? Maybe.
Probably.
Is
not.
This the end of it? Maybe. I don't know.
I think something big's happening tomorrow night. Because I feel like tomorrow night's
going
to be like.
Fucking needs it.
It's like tomorrow night's going to be the, like, you know, usually you watch this Monday night after WrestleMania. That's what tomorrow night's going to be.
3 hours of fun and excitement.
Well, only for me, it's only 90 minutes on Hulu. Yeah. On Tuesday.
For me, it's a live stream.
They're pissing away Bray Wyatt. They're pissing away a lot of people. Yeah.
Fucking Neville, Bray Wyatt, like
Dean Ambrose. Even when Dean Ambrose loses or wins, it's pointless. There's nothing. Also, I made this joke at the show. I don't know if anyone got it. Bray Wyatt reminds me a lot of the Butcher from Diablo at this point, with the horns, and the apron and stuff like that. Like the dude is fucking crazy looking. You need to play that game, by the way, because it's fantastic. You and Kaylee can play together. You and the Beast.
Oh jeez, I got one controller and I do sports.
Hey, he does sports. Yeah, you two should do a sports show together.
Oh,
anyway,
funny idea. feeling real awkward. Right
I don't
now,
think it's real funny.
I'm not talking about that in terms of you. I'm talking about the fact it's come up the last three podcasts I've been on that I haven't recorded an episode in a month.
All right, kids, let's move on.
Between
to the next
that and Sandducky, that's the only thing.
The next match was the world. Was
the next match was the world title championship. World title championship, goddamn.
Close enough.
Seth Rollins versus John Cena.
Super Slam.
Super Slam.
Spit swapping shoots and ladders match.
It's
Rain and Men.
Hallelujah.
What?
Who are you gonna call?
Ghostbusters?
What? How many catchphrases are we going to throw out before we talk about the match, guys?
Well, I was talking about that Mortal Kombat video the other day, where he goes,
here's John Cena!
There is a subreddit, thanks to Jesse Kimmel introducing me to it. It's r/unexpected Cena, and it's a bunch of videos like that.
I'll show it to you after the show.
All right, I'm done being annoying, dude. Yeah, Unexpected Cena is one of the better things on Reddit. Put it right between Dead Babies and Coontown.
No, you know? Shut up. Stop it. This.
Yes, well,
no, we're going to.
We're going to feed you, baby. Fuck, I stole this thing twice. He steals my intro, it's fine.
Payback.
Payback, bitch. So Seth Rollins beat John Cena and kept the title in a great match. It was a fantastic match. And boy, Seth Rollins is good. Don't you wish they'd let him stand on his own 2 feet and wrestle as champion?
He pulled out everything he had, and some of those moves were impressive.
Insane,
yes.
The three dives in a row.
No, not that to me. There was the fucking suplex. Roll over into the other suplex.
God, that was
what's,
insane.
What's that called?
It was a superplex into a suplex.
But he did.
Oh, into the it was almost a Michinoku driver.
Yeah,
it's very very similar to it. May have actually been a Michinoku driver. I'm going to look back at it.
He's a small dude compared to John Cena. So, to me, he seems like a lighter guy.
There's not as much muscle definition.
Yeah, he seemed like he powered that. Like he was he like did, he yeah. looked like a Brock Lesnar almost
boss.
Like.
Yeah. Well, remember, he grabbed Cena at one point and threw him up on his shoulder for the attitude
adjustment.
Oh,
yeah. He
looked incredible.
Which Cena did that spot previously. Rollins did it from one knee. So, he was doing a backbreaker, lifted him up into the fireman's carry.
Insane, insane strength.
Yeah.
Now, the only reason Cena lost, though, and we have to mention, is because Jon Stewart, the host of The Daily Show, comes out and
spends 15 minutes trying to make up his mind.
And that's when I knew John Cena was screwed.
Yes.
Anytime a celebrity comes out,
it's never for what you think it is.
Well, let's hit on another point here. Clearly, Seth Rollins was the babyface in this match.
Oh, absolutely.
Was the heel.
John Cena hasn't been a face since he's been booed.
I gotta go back to the statement. John Cena hasn't been a face since he was booed. Generally,
what I'm saying is that
New Day explained that earlier in the night.
He keeps acting like a face, correct? He keeps acting like a face all the time.
Yeah,
kids love him. But if you look back, like an old school, anybody who gets booed is automatically the heel. He has been the heel for a long time. He just doesn't have the act.
It's just not acknowledged.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he is the ultimate heel in every match he's been in.
And Cena booed mercilessly. I mean, that Brooklyn crowd was merciless.
Oh yeah, tore him apart.
Every time he got offense in, they booed. This was not the type of John Cena match where the crowd boos him at first and then halfway through it goes, "This is awesome," and cheers for him. They booed him nonstop.
They chanted, "This is awesome."
They did chant that, but they still booed him. They never got to a point where they were like, "We appreciate you, John Cena." It was still, "Fuck you, John Cena."
When they did the boo yay hits,
yeah,
Cena was the boo and Rollins was the yay.
Huge yay. Haven't seen a yay that big since.
Since those pictures leaked.
Yep, the second night in a row we've had a reference to that.
Because the other night he was with her at NXT.
Oh yeah, well that's the whole other story.
Yes,
if that was really her, I like to think that he's still with that girl he was with when he got caught cheating, and she was watching the show and saw him sitting next to her and went, "Okay, tomorrow I'm releasing more pictures." Okay. You ever want to know what Seth Rollins' asshole looked like?
Stay tuned. Nope, I'm cool. Thanks, though.
Okay. Billy?
And I finally... Why are you
sorry, is he still here?
No.
Okay, thank God.
And I finally want to address people who hate John Cena.
Go ahead, yeah.
Especially, not especially, but Hunter can't stand John Cena. And
not
I
now.
And I love John Cena. But you have everybody says he's been given this opportunity. He's been handed everything that he's got so far. And he hasn't. He's worked for all his stuff.
Yes.
When you look back a couple years ago, the first time they were going to introduce somebody holding the World Heavyweight title and the W title at the exact same time,
his name was Chris Jericho.
No, but they were.
Okay,
but they were going to combine these two. Guess who got it? Orton. Cena didn't get it. This time I thought for sure he's going to tie. And he's going to tie the record. He's going to be the first time person to hold the U.S. and the W World Heavyweight. He didn't. He passed it up again. He's been giving good matches to guys who, even though he beats them.
Yeah.
All these upcoming NXT superstars, he's making them look good. Yeah. He's given up these opportunities to have the World Heavyweight title and the U.S. title and tied the record. He's been giving up a lot of stuff. He's still the best wrestler.
So
one of the best wrestlers.
You're saying he deserves his moment.
Yes.
Well, here's what I think, and here's what I think the reasoning behind Rollins winning the match tonight. This allows John Cena and Seth Rollins to have a really good rematch next month at Night of Champions, but for the U.S. Championship, not the World Championship.
Yes, that's
to which Cena gets to get his win against Rollins.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And that's what I said on the previous show about, I was like, because it was 2 weeks ago when he's like, no, I'll put this title up on the line, or both, or the U.S. title.
Yeah.
And I said, if Seth Rollins wins, he's going to be like, you're not good enough for this title, but you can go for this one.
Right. Yeah.
And that's exactly what I said was going to happen.
What is that a picture of?
Seth Rollins celebrating with both belts, Big E.
With the New Day.
That's beautiful.
Should that be the picture?
No, I want the Undertaker live.
Big E's picture. Just Big E himself.
This is a hard choice. That's a great picture. Cody, send me that picture.
I will. It's actually on the WWE Facebook page.
But yes, if that's what he does, it kind of makes the U.S. title look like shit again. They're shitting on it.
It lets Cena get his win. It gets the U.S. title back with Cena, so we can keep elevating this title. Plus, it kind of gets to kill in this feud. It does a lot of things to have a match for the U.S. title next
And then
month.
That yeah. kind of, well, then they do that. That takes away from Cesaro or Owens or anybody else going for.
Well, if I almost feel like, and maybe I'm wrong about this, but I almost feel like Seth Rollins may give up the title and say it's beneath me. Like, it won't even be he's going to lose it. He may forfeit it, and now you have a tournament.
Pull an Owens moment where he steps on the belt in the middle of the ring, says, this is not
just
mine.
Just says, I have this title. I don't want this title. Take it back.
But either, go ahead.
I was going to say, that's it.
Can we get a championship gold rush?
I feel like a tournament's coming, and maybe
I would really appreciate that.
We also have to see what happens on Monday Night Raw with Sheamus still holding
We got 3 hours to.
It's going to be an interesting Raw. I'm excited to see what happens on Raw. Hopefully my Dungeons & Dragons segment doesn't go so long that I don't get to see it.
Oh, can I come over and watch it tomorrow?
Bro?
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to.
You got live stream.
I usually, but man, have you ever watched one of those live streams?
Yes, unfortunately.
The quality is shit.
But I'm off on a Monday night for once. I'm not driving to my parents' house.
I have a live stream. It's called Dish Network.
You the real MVP, John.
John's saving everybody with quality television.
I have a sling. Does anybody want my, password so you can sling it?
What is sling?
I don't. It's basically $20 a month, and you get, TBS, USA Network, SportsCenter, all this
stuff. My Dish Network, can we talk about this afterwards?
We'll talk about this after the show. Yeah, right. We don't want to give out the secrets.
You're not getting into my TV.
Screw you guys. Can't let you guys behind the curtain that much. I appreciated that for a brief moment in that match, which I think you got excited about, Zach, and I think we all kind of hesitated on. The figure four leg lock was
scared
dished
the shit out.
Out
of me.
And that was a moment we all for a brief moment said, is this how it happens? This is how Rick gets
I think
tied?
This is when I said, if he taps out to this,
we leave.
I'm retiring as host of Pro Wrestling Unscripted. Zach is your new host with Louis Benson. And, who was the other person that was going to be involved?
CJ Tatum.
CJ Tatum?
No, you said it was me and Louie, and
what about Nate?
Louie and Nate? Oh, no! No! We're not bringing Nate up on a fucking wrestling show!
I want to talk about wrestling.
There were no Muslims in the ring. He has no place here.
I don't like that primetime players.
Goddamn.
There's a game.
I agree. I didn't want to see Seth Rollins lose by tap out to a figure four, but if that was a way for Cena to tie the record, that would have been
fitting.
Fitting, yes.
Yeah, it's about the best word. I wouldn't want to see it, but it's fitting.
Now, one last thing I want to talk about before we move on to the next match. The chair shot from Jon Stewart.
Very badly timed.
It was terrible.
Well, I called it. That's all I appreciated.
Oh, let's mention that. John, Big Johnny, and I don't know when Cody started dick riding, but,
after it happened, first of all, second of all,
but Big Johnny said, he's gonna come out, watch, here comes Jon Stewart with a chair. And sure enough, here
30
comes
seconds
Jon
later.
Stewart with a chair. And then, Cody, you had some play in this.
Yeah, I think we had both said it sometime around the same time. I think
John was I called it earlier this week whenever I came to see you earlier this week.
On the PW podcast that you're going to be on?
No, even before that. even before that.
Son of a bitch.
No, I was gonna make that prediction on the podcast.
Son of a bitch.
That I wasn't included
son
on.
Son of a bitch.
Because somebody
keep
forgot
going.
To tell me what time
keep
to show
going.
Up.
Put on that pressure.
To be fair, that Black Ops 3 beta was awesome.
Oh, you know what else? Tonight. You know what else is awesome?
This dick.
I'm sorry. Zach's dead. John looks like he's gonna rip into Shannon's soul.
I did it.
No, I'm gonna get
I
him back.
The podcast.
I'm gonna get him back. What was really better than the Black Ops 3 beta was the alpha I played a month ago.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Stab.
So suck on that dick. Oh.
Big Johnny wins again. He's nice. Undefeated.
His face is as red as your shirt right now.
Yeah.
Hey, fans, I'm wearing a red shirt tonight.
Big Johnny did make the John Stewart call that I piggybacked on, so thank you for that. I thought there was going to be some
please give him a high five.
Didn't you piggyback
quick,
on what Shannon's?
No, we're done with that.
Yeah.
I'm retiring this dick.
Who's dick? This dick.
I'm so dick. Glad I get to be the voice of reason on podcast.
Did we ever tell our fans about? what our cemetery plots are going to be? We had a conversation one day, like, talking about this dick and that dick. And I said, what we're going to do is going to get side-by-side graves, and we're going to get this dick and that dick, and people can say, check out those dicks.
That's right, fans. Not only does Zach live next to me, we're going to be buried together, too, just for the sake of a joke. That's dedication. Now, Cody, you said you were going to be the voice of reason here for a second. Please do.
No, I'm saying that I'm serving as that tonight. Johnny and I are.
Yeah.
No.
Yes. Sort of.
John Massey is the voice of reason.
Holy shit!
I'm fucking sweating over here.
Trainwreck Johnny is the voice of reason?
Given the options we've been displaying so far, I think you're the winner.
The chair shot. It was terrible, right?
It was bad looking. It was 15 minutes.
If it had been anybody other than John Stewart, that place would have booed like crazy.
But because it was John Stewart in New York, people got really
they were
hyped
excited.
For it.
They were excited. I did love the joke that Paul Heyman made earlier in the night where he said we couldn't get David Letterman to do this, so John Stewart was like,
go
the next
look
best
up that
thing.
Clip. Yeah. Stewart was trying to sell,
you,
trying
Letterman.
To interview, yes.
What about
Stewart was trying to sell Brock Lesnar, trying to interview him legitimately, and then Heyman drops the mic on him like that. It was a good segment.
It was entertaining. Yeah.
I want to go back, when it was a little earlier in the show, but I'll go back to Paul Heyman being back, or John Stewart being backstage. He was talking to the Arrow and Neville.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, the Undertaker shows up, and they did it kind of bad with the fog.
Yeah, the lights go out, it gets purple, and they're like, what's going on? And the Undertaker walks by with fog behind
no,
him.
It's like he farted the
yes.
fog.
It's like it wasn't there, it was like 5 feet behind, like he's pulling him. And then my favorite line, the best line was, he's like, John Stewart, he has a son with him, he's like, will you sign a shirt? Don't say the Nate, though, just sign it.
And I think Stephen Amell, when he walked by, he covered his nose like, oh, that stinks.
He did.
He did.
He did it to like don't look at him, but he grabbed his nose, and I was like,
oh. Oh, God. All right, so moving on past that, let's go on to, I don't care about this. I don't
Can we just
say,
skip this match?
Well, I want to say one
match?
Thing about the, yeah. So the absolutely pointless three-way nine-person tag match was horrible. It wasn't bad. But the fact that they put out Team Bad so early on. So
and the match went on for like 15 minutes
afterwards. The match went on for like 15 minutes after they got put out.
And then Tamina was the one that was eliminated without Sasha really making an appearance.
And the crowd was hot for Sasha. They were chanting, yeah. We want Sasha. And Sasha Banks got in there for 5 minutes, if that.
I wonder if since she wasn't the one who cost them a loss, if they're using that as an advantage to like, we got to have more Sasha. But let's... It's like put the carrot on the stick, sort of speak, where like we give it a little bit and then we take it away.
I think they're going to boot Tamina out of the group, and I think they're going to see a third person join, a new person.
Bailey?
I think Bailey.
That'd be.
I think Bailey.
They won't go through the whole NXT women's title debacle again. Nope.
Well, only if Stephanie McMahon, the savior of women's wrestling, deems it so.
Bitch.
That's all I want to say about that match. Team PCB won. It was pointless, and the fact that Team Bad was out so quick, and we didn't get to see Sasha Banks.
And we had to watch more Bella than we needed to.
Well, okay, your wife, Zach, said, is it just me or does Nikki's shorts get shorter every time she comes out?
That's the best part about the Bellas.
And thank Christ, because that is a fantastic backside. John Cena's tapping it, you know.
Really?
Real quick thing, I read this on WrestleZone.
I didn't know that.
Really?
Come on, Nikki.
Gosh, dang it.
I read this on WrestleZone. If you don't hate John Cena enough, WrestleZone, take it for what you will, but they're reporting that originally the plan was for Charlotte to come in and beat Nikki Bella for the title the first night, but John Cena personally went to Vince McMahon and shot the idea down.
Of course he did.
Is that because he wants AJ Lee and CM Punk to not... He wants to make sure that Nikki beats AJ.
No, I think he wanted Nikki to stay champion because he's banging her. Let's move on. Yeah, Kevin Owens versus Cesaro.
Wait, before you get into that, one thing I want to clear out here, one thing I want to say, this whole Divas Revolution doesn't mean shit until one of the New Bloods gets that title.
Yeah, agreed.
But it's so tightly wrapped around Nikki Bella's waist that this doesn't mean shit to me. I don't care about the Divas right now because...
I don't either.
I don't think the Revolution actually plays anything until the ones we've been wasting time on for 8 months are gone.
Yeah, I don't care.
Because I don't want to waste time with either the Bellas. I don't want Alicia Fox, despite the fact she's getting better. Ava Marie needs to stay the Hades away from a wrestling ring for another 6 to 8
months. By the way, if anybody's like seen this, he is shaking his head like a bobblehead now.
Cody's
getting into it.
This is the one thing that makes me mad, because we get on the cusp every freaking time, and we waste it away.
The Divas getting something. Yeah. And they got a longer match this time. The match
was appreciated, despite the fact he screwed it up.
Yeah.
From now on, when Cody gets real angry and he starts getting on a rant, or can we say he's a quacking?
I'll have a sound clip. Then when he starts yelling, we just wank, wank, wank.
Release the quacking.
But
tonight, the Cody Sandusky personality has completely consumed me.
Tonight,
I'm no longer my own.
And Judge, I don't know what happened after that. I blacked out. When I woke up, they were all dead.
What if Bayley decides to come up like Kevin Owens did and says, you know what, this title's better than your title?
She's too sweet to do that. No. But
if she's going to join Team Bad.
I think she should. If not her, who would it be? Kana? She was at NXT
Nina Jax.
Nia Jax. God damn it. Maybe Adam Rose.
Alexa Bliss.
I want Blue Pants. Blue Pants. I call Bits on Blue Pants.
You can have Blue Pants.
Do you call Blue Pants Bits?
Bids.
Oh, I thought
he wants Blue Pants Bits.
That's what I thought he said.
No. Okay.
He wants to go quack. Here's
Kevin Owens versus Cesaro. Let's start. This was the other match of the night, in my opinion. Because those two went at it. Some of those spots were incredible.
And they were stiff.
Yes, they were. They worked hard. It was an ROH type match.
They were working for the Independent. I know they were in the ROH at the same time.
I thought they've seen a couple matches. I think
Kevin Steen versus Claudio
Castagnoli.
Castagnoli, is that?
Thank you. Yes. We couldn't remember the last name earlier.
I have that with the same problem with Dan Castellaneta. I always want to mispronounce his name.
But they were amazing.
That was a great match.
Those uppercuts.
Those two deserve, and they were vicious. Cody, me and you talked about last night at NXT that it didn't seem like Kevin Owens had the same fire.
He was really lackadaisical.
But tonight,
he came out swinging.
Was hardcore. He was on it.
And he wanted it.
Like he had something to prove. Or do you think it's because he was going to win? Notice all the matches where he hasn't had any fire, he was going to lose. He knew he was going to win tonight, and suddenly he's on fire. Do you think there's a correlation between those two things?
A little bit. I'm not going to completely say yes, that's definitive. I will say if we see this for another month or two, it's going to be something I can confirm and have a problem with.
Yeah, and I agree with that. That would be a problem if that happened. John, what do you think?
Did you kind of feel CM Punk used to do that too?
Like when he was going to win, he was into it more than when he was going to lose? I do.
A little bit, yeah.
Or when he was in his happy time. He had better matches, but when he was depressed, he had work.
Now compare that to say John Cena, who for all, you know, you can talk about him and we do.
You can talk shit about John Cena all you want, but that man's a workhorse.
He never gives less than 100%.
He is 24/7.
Yeah. That man is the embodiment of what every wrestler should strive to be.
Yeah.
Yes. I think we all agree with that.
I love you now.
I'll suck John Cena's dick all night.
In and out of the ring. Both of the appearances he makes.
Oh, my God. He's made the honor with Make-A-Wish.
They made a mention of it tonight. Yeah.
Should we make the joke?
No.
Please
don't.
I feel bad about the joke.
No, please don't. That was a horrible joke. Okay. All I will say is, why haven't one of those 500 kids said, Mr. Cena, it's my final wish. Will you become a heel?
We talked about this the other night. Plenty of people had to have done that.
Yeah. Well, except kids are dumb. They don't know what heels and faces are.
But
Mr. Cena, when are you going to marry Nikki? 5 minutes?
Will you propose?
I'd marry her right now. Is Lindsay still with? No, she's good.
Come on, Nikki.
She got an eye roll. But
I would.
Come on, Nikki.
I would.
Stop it!
What?
Fuck, I had an important thing to say.
So did I.
Okay, either way, we'll say this. Besides the Undertaker-Brock Lesnar match, I still think this show, and I call it, would be the show stealer.
Was Cesaro and Owens?
This is a match that I loved watching. I'm going to go home and probably watch it again. Anybody who hasn't seen it needs to go home and watch it.
I kind of want to watch it again, honestly.
Yes, it was very good.
All 4 hours of it.
Yeah, it was just fantastic up and down. This match, along with Seth Rollins and the New Day tag match, were just incredible.
The three highlights, definitely. Yeah. If you're going to go back and watch limited action, watch those three without a doubt.
But the main event. Let's talk about that.
Are we already there?
Last match.
We've already talked about 9 matches?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we skipped through.
We're at an hour.
Oh, wow, let's go.
Yeah. So,
but this is a supersize, you know, 4 hours.
It was a four-hour show.
It's 4 hours for the pay-per-view, so this should be a two-hour show.
I got to work in the morning.
In the next hour, we're going to talk about the
The future of WWE Raw
is now.
That's right. Thank you.
Undertaker versus Brock Lesnar. What a great match. We said it 5 minutes. Oh, no. After the entrances, when Lesnar jumped Undertaker's ass before he even got his coat off,
yeah.
We said, this match is already better than the last one.
Yes. I appreciated that spot, by the
way. Asa Gray, who came in drunk off his ass. We'll just point that out.
I was cool with that.
I was cool with it. He's a lot of fun. Asa Gray said, and he probably won't listen to this, to be fair. He said, Shannon, which one do you think was better? Which one meant more, this match or the WrestleMania match? I said this match. He said, why? And I stand by it. With the WrestleMania match, no one thought Brock Lesnar was going to win because of The Undertaker. So you didn't go in with any kind of expectations. You knew it was going to be a bad match because The Undertaker was older, and you thought he was going to win. But this match, Undertaker has shown some real fire in the weeks leading up to it.
Heel fire.
Heel fire, yeah, because he totally went heel status on this one.
Can we say
Hellfire? You can appreciate that one. Mm-hmm. Hellfire?
Hellfire.
Hellfire.
Hellfire. I'll go with both.
And I pointed this out during the match, and I think it was after that, a great laugh they had. Even if you take out how great and physical this match was, that's not what made the match. It was the storyline they told.
Yeah.
The facial expression, the emotions they pulled the crowd in. Heyman helped out a lot.
Yeah. The fact that they went at each other. It wasn't like a match.
This was a stiff pay-per-view.
Yeah. This was the culmination of their original, maybe not the final moment, but it's a culmination of that beef they had at UFC a couple years ago.
Yeah, you felt like there was legitimate anger between them.
Yes.
Whereas the first time they met at WrestleMania 2 years ago, you thought, okay, it's just another Undertaker match.
Well, it's because of the concussion, I would say.
But this time, The Undertaker and Lesnar, they went at it as soon as the bell rang. It was personal. It was
bloody.
Stiff. It was bloody. Undertaker took way more suplexes than I thought he was going to.
Took an F5 to a table.
Took an F5 to a table. I mean, Undertaker went on this one.
Oh, yes.
He brought it. The match itself was fantastic. Everyone looked great. The best spot of the night. And we all said this. And go find the GIF.
I have retweeted it at Cody Sandusky. You can find this.
We'll put it on our blog.
Cheap plug.
Yeah. I'm okay with a cheap plug.
The part where Lesnar gets up, he laughs. Undertaker gets up, and Lesnar laughs in his face.
He doesn't stop the laugh. He keeps it going. Like,
and then Undertaker does the greatest mock laugh back to him, which pisses Lesnar off.
Eyes wide open. Brawling.
No, and then he bitch slapped Lesnar first.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he gave him the uppercut. But he's like mouth wide open, mocking him.
Oh,
like,
it was
very
great.
Arrogant, and just gives him a stiff uppercut. I love it.
It was one of the greatest things I've ever seen. This match was phenomenal. I've said it 1,000 times before when we talk about who's the best wrestlers. You can have a 5-star match that means absolutely nothing. Those are called indie matches. Or you can have a 3-star match or a 2-star match that blows the roof off of the place. And this was that match.
Yes.
Was it great from a technical standpoint? No. Was it stiff and entertaining as shit with
a
great
good
storytelling?
Story, yes.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
And that's why I won't.
Are you going to make me watch that over and over again until the show's over?
Yep.
It's so funny.
It's a great GIF. I won't say it was a 2-star. I would give it even a 3.
I would say 3.5.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's where I'm at.
And I love the fact that we're all into this match and we're sitting there and like, I've never seen one like this before. We're all sitting there watching it. We're like, we're going back and forth. We're talking. We're laughing. And all of a sudden the fucking bell rings. And I was like, there's no way Taker's tapping out. There's no way Lesnar's tapping out. And all of a sudden, the fucking bell rings. And we're like, what the fuck?
What the fuck happened?
Because
reacted that way, too.
Yeah, he started doing the count, and he only got to one, and then the fucking bell went off, and I was like,
I think it's also important to mention just how important this match was. Asa had friends here who are not wrestling fans. They were lovely young ladies. And I assume they're not wrestling fans, as I assume all young ladies aren't. and
Save
even
that.
They watched.
Yes.
Everybody had their eyes glued to this match. It was so phenomenal. And yeah, when the ending came, Lesnar had Taker in the Kimura.
Kimura.
And all of a sudden the bell rang. And we all went, what the fuck was that? And Charles Robinson.
Who's perfect.
His acting was fantastic.
I love
I bought it.
Charles Robinson.
I bought
yes.
It.
He's like, you don't ring the bell. I tell you when to ring the bell. Like, I loved how he scolded him.
It legitimately, for a second, I really did think they screwed up.
Yeah, we thought it was all a shoot.
I think the problem was that the camera was not in the right place at the right time to show us what happened.
I think they did it on purpose.
I think they did it on purpose, too. I think they set it up for when they showed it, the crowd went, oh.
Because at first we're like, okay, because then after that happened, they're arguing, the ref doesn't see it, Undertaker gives another uppercut to the, kicks
to the groin area. Yeah.
He puts him in the Hell's Gate.
Yeah.
And then he's going back, and we're like, Lesnar's going to tap out. He gives him flips him off.
He gives him the middle finger, which was awesome.
He gave it, and then he passed out. And it's like, you said it. He's like, you fucking cheaply got this.
Yeah, you fucked me over. Like, fuck you. And then he passed out.
Fuck you. Yeah. That's it. But yeah.
And then when they showed the replay, you saw that Taker honestly did tap out to the Kimura.
And they played it off, and the announcer himself, like Double H said, that the guy saw it, timekeeper saw it, and instead of waiting for Charles Robinson, decided to ring the bell.
Yeah.
And then it screwed everything over. And then Paul
Because
Heyman,
the ref was on the other side. Yes. So he didn't see the hand that tapped. He was looking at the shoulder
on the inside
down.
Leg. Yeah.
He was doing the count for Taker. So yeah, it was all in all, it was a great finish, but that crowd turned on that finish like you wouldn't believe. Yeah. I heard boos all over the place. And they did not accept it.
Taker got booed going up the ramp, looking like he was going to have to crawl up it, by the way.
And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed he got a little bit of a heel thing. And then,
my first reaction to it was, holy crap, this is like Vince McMahon running out screaming, ring the bell, ring the bell.
Yeah, except it didn't have to.
No.
Someone did it for it. Yeah. It was me, Taker. It was me the whole time.
But what helped after Taker left and we all were getting booed was the fact that Heyman got on the thing on the microphone. It was short and simple. It's all he needed.
He rang the bell like a
that was great.
Like a madman
bell for 25 seconds.
Yes, but he didn't have to go into a 2-minute long promo.
No,
he basically said,
"No, 17 times.
He tapped out. Here's your real champion.
Here's your winner by tap out submission, and then." Brock guttural noises.
Lesnar. And that basically sets up that.
Oh my god, that does hurt.
I told you, that esophagus has to be
by
non-existent
the way,
when he's
you
done.
Ever notice when he says Brock? There's a picture on WrestlingTees.com where they take Brock Lesnar's face, but they make him black with Obama's face because he says Barack.
Oh, I don't know where you were going with that one at first.
He goes Barack.
Woo! Barack Lesnar.
Yeah, but thank God for Heyman coming out there and selling that because that just sets up for the next match, which will be at
Night of Champions, maybe? I think they're going to Mania.
I think they're going to Mania. Even though it's too big for Mania.
They'll need that recovery time, though.
Yeah, Mania's in April, right?
Yes. Yeah. Even though it's too big for Mania, though. The match was too big for Mania this time.
Well, yeah. Well, no, he was, John, help me out here.
Well, here's the deal. And I said this to my wife. Whenever Undertaker came back at Battleground, it was, oh, crap, you know what this is, right? And she's like, what? I said, this is from SummerSlam to WrestleMania. This is the Undertaker's last ride.
Yes, that's what I said.
This is his retirement. Because if not, he would have waited till WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Yes, because is it?
This is the last ride. We will see Undertaker from now all the way through WrestleMania because this is his last step.
Sporadically, though.
Yes.
He's not going to be on every
show. Every pay-per-view, not every show, not every Raw, no. But we will see him more often than one time a year from now until WrestleMania.
And I said on the last show that he's going to retire. His last match is going to be in WrestleMania in his home state. Mm-hmm. And isn't Dallas his home?
It's a Jerry World.
I know he's from Texas, but that's
But either way, I said the same
Death
thing.
Death Valley, isn't it?
Yeah, Death Valley.
Yeah.
And man, when you say it like that, knowing that this is The Undertaker's last few months in WWE, it kind of sets in. It's really sad. Yeah. There's a kind of a feeling of emptiness because the man has been around for so long.
Hasn't he also been booked at some point to do the Stone Cold podcast on the WWE Network?
Probably.
I think I remember reading that.
He was born in Houston, or he resides in Austin, but at least it's in Texas.
Yes,
so.
And it's going to be the biggest arena.
And verified for the next Stone Cold podcast, Edge and Christian.
That's exciting.
What's wrong? What are we looking at? Jordan. Hey, Lindsay, you want to let Jordan in?
Well,
Jordan shouldn't have stepped outside.
Yeah,
for 45 minutes.
For 45 minutes.
What were we saying?
This entire show
just now.
Undertaker looked great in the match. It's his last ride.
Edge and Christian on the podcast.
Yes, Edge and Christian will be on Stone Cold.
I'll look forward to that. That should be fun. Yeah, those two are always great together.
This
was as good as our podcast, but Stone Cold will get there someday.
The best you can get.
I think to sum up the last match there between Undertaker and Brock Lesnar, this is not over.
No.
It's obvious by that ending. It's obvious by that ending. This is not over.
Least PG match we've seen in a while.
A lot of things on this match are not over.
Yes.
So you can look forward to a lot of rematches in the next couple weeks, but
even tomorrow night probably.
So I want to leave you guys with one last question before we wrap this up. Which show did you like better?
This one.
SummerSlam or TakeOver?
SummerSlam. Oh, I thought you were going to WrestleMania and SummerSlam.
No, SummerSlam.
Either way, SummerSlam's still the winner.
SummerSlam, John, you agree with that?
Just barely.
Cody?
I will say, if we're comparing it to other NXT takeovers, it'd be a lot harder for me to say, but SummerSlam takes it with this one.
I agree. SummerSlam was a great, great event. If you guys didn't get to see it, go back and watch it. Get the network, live stream it, BitTorrent it, however you have
to do.
See it, watch it. It was a great show. Make sure you watch the whole thing because the whole thing was great. We're going to wrap things up here. We're going to go home and get ready to go to bed so we can go back to work tomorrow because we have,
real jobs.
This pot's still in
the bills.
Not at all. For Zach Price, for John Massey, for Cody Sandusky, who did not eat the mic. Thank you, Cody.
I do my best.
We want to thank you guys for listening, and have a great start to the week. Get out there and kick some ass.
Hill status.
Woo!